Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa Nabi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu annahu tawadda'a fi baytihi thumma kharaja fa qala: "Lalzamanna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa la akunanna ma'ahu yawmi hadha." Faja'a al-masjid fa sa'ala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa qalu: "Wajjahaha huna." Qala: "Fa kharajtu ala athri as'aluhu anhu hatta adkhala bi'r arisin. فجلست عند الباب حتى قضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حاجته وتوضا فقمت اليه فاذا هو قد جلس على بئر اريس وتوسط كفه وكشف عن ساقيه ودلاهما في البئر فسلمت عليه ثم انصرفت فجلست عند الباب فقلت: لاكونن بواب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اليوم. فجاء ابو بكر رضي الله عنه فدفع الباب فقلت: من هذا؟ فقال ابو بكر فقلت: على رسلك. ثم ذهبت فقلت: يا رسول الله، هذا ابو بكر يستاذن. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ائذن له وبشره بالجنة. فأقبلت حتى قلت لأبي بكر: أدخل ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبشرك بالجنة. فدخل أبو بكر حتى جلس عن يمين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معه في القف، ودل رجليه في البئر كما صنع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكشف عن ساقيه، ثم رجت وجلست وقد تركت أخي يتوضأ ويلحقني. فقلت: إن يريد الله بفلان يريد أخاه خيرا يأتي به. فإذا إنسان يحرك الباب فقلت: من هذا؟ قال: عمر بن الخطاب. فقلت: على رسلك. ثم جئت إلى رسول الله فسلمت عليه وقلت: هذا عمر يستأذن. فقال: إذن له وبشره بالجنة. فجئت عمر رضي الله عنه فقلت: أذن ويبشرك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالجنة. فدخل فجلس مع رسول الله في القف عن يساره، ودل رجليه في البئر. ثم رجعت فجلست فقلت: إن يريد الله بفلان خير يعني أخاه يأتي به. فجاء إنسان فحرك الباب فقلت: من هذا؟ قال: عثمان بن عفان. فقلت: على رسلك. وجئت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبرته، فقال: إذن له وبشره بالجنة مع بلوى تصيبه. فجئت فقلت: أدخل ويبشرك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالجنة مع بلوى تصيبك. فدخل فوجد القف قد ملئ، فجلس وجاههم من الشك الآخر. قال سيد بن المسيب: فأولتها قبورا. متفق عليه. وزاد في رواية: وأمرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بحفظ الباب. وفيها أن عثمان حين بشره حمد الله تعالى ثم قال: الله المستعان. هذا موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه that he performed the ablution wudu at his house and left. He said to himself, I will be in the company of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and remain with him today. He went to the masjid and inquired about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's whereabouts. The companions radiallahu anhum said he went into this direction. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says, I headed in that direction and continued inquiring about him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually went to the Aris, an orchard in Quba. I sat at the entrance waiting till the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relieved himself and performed ablution. I then walked towards him. I saw him sitting on the edge of the wall. His shanks were exposed and his legs were hanging over the edge. I greeted him, turned around and went and sat at the entrance again. I thought to myself, today I will be the guard, the bawab of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu came and knocked on the door. I asked, who is that? He replied, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. I said, wait a minute. I went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Abu Bakr is here. He is seeking permission to come in. He said, permit him and give him the glad tidings of Jannah. I went back and said to Abu Bakr, you may enter. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives you the glad tidings of paradise. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu enters, sat to the right of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the edge of the well with his legs hanging over the edge, just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done, and also exposed his shanks. I then went back and sat down at the entrance. When I had left home, and I had left my brother who was performing ablution, I thought to myself, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills good for him, he will bring him in my brother here at the well. I suddenly heard someone knocking the door and asked, who is that? The person said, Umar bin Khattab. I said, wait a bit. I went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, greeted him and said, Umar is here. He is seeking permission to come in. He said, permit him and give him the glad tidings of the paradise. I went back and said to Umar radiallahu anhu, you may enter. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives you the glad tidings of paradise. Umar radiallahu anhu enters, sat to the left of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the edge of the well with his legs hanging over the edge. I then went back and sat down at the entrance. I thought to myself, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills good for my brother, he will bring him here as well. I certainly heard someone knocking the door and asked, who is that? The person said, Uthman ibn Affan. I said, wait a bit. I went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informed him. He said, permit him and give him the glad tidings of paradise together with a calamity that will afflict him. I went back and said to Uthman radiallahu anhu, you may enter. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you the glad tidings of paradise together with a calamity that will afflict you. Uthman radiallahu anhu entered and saw that the edge was filled and there was no place for him to sit. So he went to the other side and sat facing them. Sayyid ibn Musayyib rahimahullah says, my interpretation of this incident is that the graves of these three, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, will be together, and that of Uthman radiallahu anhu will be separate. Bukhari Muslim. Another narration, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered me to guard the door, it also states, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Uthman the glad tidings, he praised Allah by saying Alhamdulillah. And Uthman radiallahu anhu praised Allah by saying Alhamdulillah and said, help ought to be sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So this is a day in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Abu Musa ashir radiallahu anhu. This is a lovely hadith. Yeah? So he said that when after Abu Bakr came in, he got glad tidings of Jannah, and I was thinking my brother was doing wudu, I hope he comes here now so he'll get the glad tidings of Jannah. Right? But inshallah, all the sahabas, they are Jannati, but the maqam in this was like, as Sayyid ibn Musayyib rahimahullah says, the ta'wil of this, that this is the way their graves are going to be. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina, so they say like this. Some say like this, but it's like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sleeping here, Abu Bakr on the right, and Abu Khattab on the left. And the place for Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam too. The place for Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam to be buried by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the way their graves are. And where's Usman? Way up there in Baqi. Baqi al-Gharda. You know the Baghis? You're the outlaws, the renegades, the evils who Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned here. Look at this perfect prophecy of Rasulullah s.a.w. Uthman, glad tidings for you, for Jannah too, ma'a balwa. But remember, you're going to have big, big calamities. And what are the calamities? 40 days over, they kept him starving. The whale that he purchased and he gave it to the Muslim Ummah, they won't even let him have water from that. They done such zulm on him. They came over his house there and chopped and sliced him up when he was reading the Quran and he was fasting. That morning, he said to his wife, today Rasulullah told me yesterday night, Usman, what do you intend? You intend to break your fast with us? So he said, yeah, Rasulullah. So he knew, tonight my fast, my iftari is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went through much trouble. This was the beloved son-in-law of Rasulullah. Such haya. In this narration, once Rasulullah was sitting there, Abu Bakr came, normal. Umar ibn Khattab came, normal. When Uthman came, he sat up like this, and a little bit straight. So these people, Uthman, the angels are even shy of him. If I had 40 daughters, one by one, I would give them to Uthman. Zunnurain is called, the possessor of two lights. One daughter passed away, and then he got married to the second daughter of Rasulullah, Hazrat Ruqayya ibn Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. That was his status. So if we look at it, so Uthman ibn Affan was not allowed to be buried even in Jannatul Baqi safely. Allahu Akbar. Not even Jannatul Baqi safely. Quietly, they had to bury him. And you know, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, they took permission, and they had permission from their father Ali radiallahu anhu. You know the Qabish Shia and Rafis, the things that they say. They're so shaitani. But look at this. You know who went to guard them? Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And you know what? They took permission from Uthman al-Ghani. They give us permission and we'll slaughter these few 40, 50. They're nothing for us. The sahabas were ready. He said, because of me, I don't want bloodshed in Medina Munawwara. Because of me, bloodshed in the Prophet city, it will not be like that. Only the big ah that he done is when his wife Naila, when she went to thing him like this, they chopped her hands off, fingers off like that. So when he saw that, he said something. But that's he cursed. And obviously, his heart was in pain. The way they assassinated the son-in-law of Rasulullah. So the Muslim Ummah has a Ajib history. And Allah's great, Allah watches everything. Allah sees everything. Hussein radiallahu anhu was martyred. Allah saw that. Rasulullah was pelted with stones and beaten so bad. Allah watched everything. Allah see.
So if our brothers and sisters around the world, we saw how it's going. And then now, after the COVID has, this last Ramadan, this Ramadan, we haven't heard bombs falling. Every year, bombs falling, and slaughter of Muslim. Now, what is the halat? What's the situation of the ummah? Is Imam Mahdi coming? Dajjal coming? Whatever the situation is, we have to prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it is, Allah give us a good ending. These sahabas were given glad tidings of Jannah right here in the world, and they sacrificed so much. Allah give them the best reward.